This is GIS News. Coming up, informal settlements in Westmoreland to be regularized. Government committed to facilitating investment interest in Cuba. And Wigton signs contract for 24 megawatt expansion project. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Now the news. Persons living in informal housing settlements in Westmoreland will soon be presented with land titles under the government's Comprehensive National Titling Program launched in 2012. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says negotiations for the purchase of lands in 12 informal settlements are ongoing. He adds that the government is taking steps to expedite the process with private and public sector owners.
We have settled on the purchase price that the ministry is going to pay them for it. And surveyors have come in here before and looked at and pegged out certain areas. We can't do anything further than that until the land is in the name of the ministry.
Dr. Guy was addressing residents at the Paradise Settlement in Westmoreland following a recent tour of the area. Junior Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Arnalda Brown says the government is prepared to assist in facilitating local investors interested in exploring and tapping into business opportunities expected to materialize in Cuba. The minister's comments follow recent announcement of the resumption of diplomatic relations between Cuba and the United States, expected to facilitate economic activity and ease of movement between the countries.
After 50 years of embargo, there's still a lot of development that will have to take place to bring Cuba forward. What they do have in their favor is the fact that they have a highly educated population, but it is still going to require significant investment of capital, so it therefore means that there are possibilities for investors in Jamaica to invest in Cuba.
Against this background, Mr. Brown says the government stands ready to facilitate anyone interested in exploring these possibilities. Wigton Wind Farm Limited has signed a contract for the construction of a 24-megawatt expansion of its wind farm complex in Rosehill, Manchester. The project, Wigton 3, will be carried out by Spanish firm Gamesa and is valued at approximately $40 million. The agreement was signed recently at Gamesa's headquarters in Spain. Under the agreement, Gamesa, a global technology leader in wind energy, will execute a construction project involving the installation of 12 of its wind turbines. The expansion will bring Wigton's total capacity to 62.7 megawatts. Work is scheduled to begin in April with commissioning planned for February 2016. The project is expected to create 125 jobs during the construction phase. With estimated annual output of over 63,000 megawatt hours, it is anticipated that Wigton 3 will reduce national oil consumption by over 37,100 barrels per year. This should generate savings of approximately $214 million annually at current oil prices. The new facility will provide power for more than 31,000 homes and increase renewable energy input to the national grid by more than 2%. This will contribute to the government's drive to have 20% of the national energy supply from renewable sources by 2030. And the government is partnering with Homewood Technical High School to construct an additional sports field at the school. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says the $10 million initiative is being funded by the Sports Development Foundation, SDF, and is being executed under the government's High School Sport Infrastructure Improvement Project. Mrs. Nita Headley says the new field will enhance the school's existing sports facilities and enable the school's athletic coaches to create more tailored training programs for their athletes.
It is my understanding that the school wants to develop this additional field to be able to accommodate field events, and we want to, as best as possible, accommodate the needs and the priorities of the school, especially a school which has given so much to the track and field and sporting landscape of our country.
The minister was speaking during a recent tour of sections of Homewood's campus. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.